I wanted the ball in my hands with a minute left.
Touchdown! It's Rick Taylor!
A special performance by Brett Favre.
The countdown is on.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Countdown to Favre, our week-long series leading up to Brett Favre's Packers Hall of Fame induction and jersey retirement ceremony. We'll take a look at Favre's five greatest games, chosen very scientifically by you and me.
Don't try that at home. We are professionals.
One per day, starting with number five. And Larry, it's Christmas Eve, 2004, at the Metrodome against the Minnesota Vikings.
Yeah, a couple things as a way to set this thing up. The Packers started that season miserably, like 1-4. The Vikings, they started fast, like 5-1. And so it gets down to this Christmas Eve. And I'll tell you what, in Packerland, a lot of people are hoping for this present. And the other thing about it, Brett Favre, the Metrodome, was always his personal nemesis. What's the deal with Brett and the Metrodome? Well, nobody could figure out. Going into this game, he was 3-9. And finally, during this part of his career, they figured out earplugs. You know, the noise in that place were crazy. They fitted Brett with some earplugs, kind of drowned out some of the noise. Helped him immeasurably.
Yeah, helped Brett Favre overcome his personal house of horrors. A back-and-forth game through the first three and a half quarters. And you think Brett Favre has lost the game when he throws a pick six to Chris Claiborne. The Vikings take a seven-point lead with about 8 minutes to go. And then number four takes over.
Brett Favre, one of his greatest attributes is short memory. The interception that might have cost him the game, no problem. He takes the team 80 yards, 13 plays, but there's even more dramatics. They got a 4th-and-3, and they got to get a touchdown here.
Brett back to throw, looking around, jumps it over the middle.
Yes!
Driver, touchdown!
Yes!
You talk about clutch performances. Brett Favre responded.
But it's still tied up. They still got to get the ball back, and they still got to get within field goal range.
Brett Favre hits a crucial pass to Javon Walker. He breaks a couple tackles, gets upfield, gets the Packers into field goal range for a walk-off kick that wins their third straight NFC North title.
Kick booms to the uplights, and it is
Yes! Good!
An NFC North Division Championship dagger!
11 plays, 76 yards, ends up with a 29-yard field goal. And the big play was to Javon Walker, and it was a lot of run after the catch, 30 yards worth. But again, the guy pulling the trigger saved his best for last.
That's number five in Countdown to Favre. We'll see you tomorrow for number four.